This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about how God will change a man's heart just for you. So recently I've been talking about taking action, and if God is calling us to greater, how will we respond? And this week I'm reflecting on all of the ways God will move on your behalf. And I had this thought as I was reading about Paul and Silas, who were out and about spreading the good news when they were beaten and arrested and then later jailed. Now, the jailer wanted to ensure that they would not escape, so he put them in the inner dungeon of the jail. But shortly after midnight, there was a great earthquake, and the prison was shaken at its foundation. All of the doors flew open, and the chains of all the prisoners flew off. The jailer was deeply shaken by this whole incident, and he ran down to the dungeon to Paul and Silas and knelt before them, asking, "What must he do to be saved?" And Paul told him to believe in the Lord Jesus, and not only would he be saved, but his family would be saved too. Here's what's interesting. In that same hour, the jailer is now washing the wounds of both Paul and Silas. So the jailer who threw them in the inner dungeon in the beginning would end up washing their wounds. See how God can change a man's heart. So let us not shy away from an assignment because we know we have to deal with the hard heart. Put those hearts in God's hands and cling to these words. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 11:19. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, know that God changes hearts.